Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on another night that the Lord has blessed us to be able to see, which is Saturday, November the 19th, year 2016. Yes, and you are in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? And I am the executive director and your host, Brother James Brown Jr. I do want you all to know that I do not take it lightly that you all tune in faithfully on Thursdays and Saturdays. You take your time to listen to this broadcast, and I thank God for this worldwide platform. And so at this time, as we always do, we always open up with prayer. But because we're going to go up into prayer at this time, right before we do the prayer, there's a little musical instrument, a musical a song that says, it's called Pray For Me. And right after this little tune, I'm going to go into prayer. And I'm going to ask all listeners if you would go into prayer with me right after this little tune from the musical instrument playing, Pray For Me. We got to go into prayer, and then we will go forward right afterwards. praise the Lord. That's what the song is saying. Pray for me. Well, world, we know that it's sure enough praying time for such a time as this that we're living in. We know that Jesus is soon to come again. So it is time for the saints to be truly praying. So at this time, I'm going to ask all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy on today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who and all that you are. We know that we are not worthy of your grace or your mercy, but because of your loving kindness, your agape love, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're not like man. So we just come today to give your name praise, to give you glory for who you are, Lord, and thanking you because we know that you are in total control. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can look to the hills from which comes all of our help. We know that our help comes from you. So on today, Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you would forgive each one of us, each myself, my entire family, my guest minister that's going to bring your word today, him and his entire family, and all those that are in the body of Christ. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, Heavenly Father, so that our prayers may not be hindered. So when we do pray to you, Heavenly Father, that you would not only hear our prayers, but you would answer our prayers on today. And now, Lord, we pray and lift up all those that are maybe tuned in who may not know Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that a word will go forth on tonight, that something will be said or done on tonight over this platform and airways, that someone's spiritual eyes will become open, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts whereby they can be saved. They will come to know their God purpose, and then they will be able to walk in and they will be able to live in and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory. And, oh, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved. We know that you know who they are and where they are. We know that earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are a comforter. So comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those, Heavenly Father, that are incarcerated, those are in nursing homes and shelters. Heavenly Father, let them know that they are not alone, that you still love them even where they are, and that they can reach out and touch you because you said in your word that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And so we just thank you again, Heavenly Father, because of who you are. We thank you for this worldwide platform. We thank you for each listener. And we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to come lifting up our elected president, Donald Trump, on tonight, and not only him, but all those that are going to be working with him in this transition team, Republicans, Democrats, whoever is going to be working with him, Heavenly Father, we pray and lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, even tonight, that if any of them is not saved, that they too would come to know Jesus Christ and be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name, Heavenly Father, so that when they do pray, that their prayers will be heard by you, so that they will be directed by you, Lord, and they will do what's right for all people, that you will be glorified. And we also lift up Jerusalem and Israel to you, Heavenly Father, that your will be done through Israel and Jerusalem for your glory. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God said amen on tonight. Well, that's our prayer for tonight. Well, we have a spiritual food for thought on tonight. You know, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought, it says, only the light of Christ's love can eliminate hate. Again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight is only the light of Christ's love can eliminate hate. And that is a true fact. So it takes the love of Christ to eliminate and get rid of hate. So that's why he said we are to love ye one another. Just like he loved us, we are to love one another. Because he created us all. He did not make no man over another man. He is in total control of all of us. So I thank God that he is who he is. On tonight, in the form of announcements, I only have a few. I thank God for my new friendship that the Lord has a way of connecting people together. The Lord just recently connected me with Pastor Mike and his engineer brother brother Chris Myers, and they're from Colorado. The Lord made it possible for us to connect through this broadcast. And so now I have two more brothers in Christ. Pastor Mike will be coming on sometime in March. I've already spoken to him. He's going to be bringing a word, and I'm looking forward to that. And I just love how the Lord put his people together. So that's why I always let you know, you don't have to go chasing after anybody, because when what God has for you, he has it for you, and nobody else can take it. and he will send people to you that are in that are being doers of his word and that are being asset to the kingdom of God and that you can connect with, that we can increase the body of Christ together, because it takes all of us working together as the body of Christ. It's not a one-man show. So that's why I love when the Lord put his people together. So I thank God for the connection with my new friend and brother in Christ, Pastor Mike, and his engineer, Brother Chris Myers from Colorado. Also, I want the listeners to know that starting in January, the Lord has placed it on my heart to let the listeners know that I would like for all of you all to start getting involved in this platform and also through this ministry. There's an opportunity for all the listeners to call in and share your testimonies. Testimonies are very vital and they're very important, and God gets glory out of our testimonies. So when I let you all know that the lines are open for testimonies, this is the number that you need to dial. I'm going to ask if you would get some paper out and get some pens, and also because you're going to need that. And while you're getting your papers and pens, get your word out, because the man of God is getting ready to come forth to bring a word on tonight. So you need your Bible so you can follow along with him. And as I always let you all know, that I don't want you all to take my word or any guest that comes on this airway or over this ministry to bring a word. We don't want you to think that we're making up anything. We want you to be able to see it for yourself as you read it along with the man or woman of God that brings forth the word over this program. And so I thank God for that, for this opportunity. But again, for those of listeners, I want you all to know, when I do let you know that the lines are open for listeners to call in and share your testimonies, this is the number that you would need to dial. The number is area code 657-383-1364. Once again, the number is area code 657-383-1364. Again, starting in January, as long as the Lord say open up the phone lines for listeners to call in and share the testimony, that's exactly what I'm going to do, because this program is being led by the Holy Spirit. I don't just come on here because it's a platform that the Lord has blessed me with. I have to be led and directed by the Lord, because he gets glory and praise out of it. And when we do it, and as we are being led by him. And so I thank God for it. Also, in the form of announcements, I want you all to know that the Lord has blessed me with, and connected me with a group of pastors, about 12 pastors that I met about 2 weeks ago in Flint, Michigan. And it's a group of pastors. They're all musicians, but they're all ministers of the gospel. They teach and preach the word of God, but they're also musicians. They have a quartet singing group. It's the Pastors Quartet Singing Group. And they go around the city of Flint, Michigan, Saginaw, Detroit, and they go all over the country within the United States singing the gospel and music, the good news of Jesus Christ. And so when they are in different locations, I will be announcing when they will, where they will be and what times, what churches they will be at. So in case of those that are listening would like to go and support them and be blessed by the ministry through music, through these pastors, this gospel quartet, I will be letting you all know where they're going to be so that you can be blessed by it. But again, to the when I open up the phone lines, know that it's very important that we share our testimonies, because when we share our testimony, God gets his glory through our testimonies. And we, through our testimonies, we're letting someone else know that maybe going through the same thing that God has brought us out of or delivered us from, that if he did it for us, he can do it for them as well. So I thank God for this opportunity to be able to open up the phone lines for the listeners to call in and share testimonies. I want you all to be involved in this broadcast. Well, at this time, it is my privilege to be able to bring forth to you again in the person of Pastor Norman King, he's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry in of Greensboro, North Carolina. And, yes, he is my cousin, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Norman King. It is such a blessing to have you on the on this program once again to bring another word. But as I always do, I always ask all my guests if they would share a testimony first. If you could please share a testimony with the worldwide listeners on tonight, Pastor King, right after you share your testimony, I'm going to do a music break. And then right after the music break, I'm going to yield the mic to you so that you can deliver God's word. But right now, I would like ask you to share a testimony, and then I'm going to do a music break, and we'll go right into your message right after the music break.
Okay, I appreciate it very much. And, you know, the Lord is awesome, and my testimony tonight is that I am so grateful, so humbly grateful for what God is doing in my life. And just the day has been so busy, but you know, I feel that God tests us in his own ways, and that's why it's so important to make those godly deposits in your spirit each and every day and all during the day. So I give him all the glory, because in the midst of how busy it's been today, but nothing can take the place of allowing God to speak to us and to use us for his glory. And so I thank God that a lot of times he had me kind of like on pins and needles, you know, and I thank him, because I thank God for how he challenged me, you know, and how, you know, used to be a song back in the day, is I'm close to the edge. And I love being close to the edge and doing the will of God, because it just makes me realize, stay humble and depend on him, amen, to have total control over my life. And that's where I look tonight. I just look for him to have total control of how he brings forth the word to his people. And I just thank God for his time.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that testimony. Yes, and that is so true. The Lord does, he do test us, his people. And sometimes we get physically tired in our bodies, and we get weary, and we don't feel like going forth and doing what we are called to do. But the Lord gives us strength. Even though no matter how bad the day may have been, he still gives his people strength to do what he has called for us to do. So we thank you for sharing that testimony. So no matter how you feel, when God has a calling on your life, listeners, know that he will give you the strength to be able to fulfill his purpose that he has designed for your life, so that he would be glorified through it. So we thank you, Pastor Norman King, for that powerful testimony. So right at this time, we're going to do this music break. And right after this music break, Pastor Norman King is going to come back, and he's going to share a word with us on tonight. But before we do this music break, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to my website, which is blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow. Again, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow. Also know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. I welcome all feedback and comments from all listeners, so you can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com, or you can reach me on Facebook. Right at this time, we're going to go into our music break, and right afterwards, I'm not going to say anything else. Right afterwards, Pastor King, right after this music break, you can go right into the word.
Amen.
I owe to you, oh Lord. You sacrifice
Praise the Lord. I thank God. I'm going to open up a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give you all the praise and glory and honor for this night in which I sit here, stand here humbly before thy presence. I'm trusting in you and depending on you that you may use me for your glory, that you will speak a word through me that may be life-changing for someone on the other end, and that if it's anything that's to be said, that I may continue to be decreased tonight, and that you be increased, and that your word will never return void. I ask all these blessings tonight and prayers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, I'm not going to be before you long tonight, but I got a word from God, and this word that God has given me is going to be coming out of Luke, the 5th chapter, starting at the 3rd verse, and I'm going to read down to the 6th verse. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net brake. I want to use for a sermon topic tonight, when we don't listen. When we don't listen. And here we got an example that our Lord, Jesus Christ, who knows all things, had instructed his disciple to do something, but yet the disciple did not do what he asked him to do. And I just like to just say, it's like we ourselves, when we can go back even, and I'm going to just give an illustration, we go back to even when we was raised up by our mothers and our father, you know, and they told us things to do, and we would do just the opposite, and sometimes we wouldn't do anything. But yet, whenever we didn't do what they could ask us to do, then we suffer the consequences. And even in this case with Peter, Jesus told him what to do, but see, Peter kind of disregarded our Lord because Peter felt that he was the professional fisherman. And so who was Jesus to tell him what to do? And, you know, and to give a subtopic here before I'm just trying to get wind up a little bit here tonight, just to give a subtopic to this when we don't listen, I want to say something that I was taught by my mother growing up, and she was saying on several occasions that it's getting late in the evening and the sun is going down. And, you know, we live in a time right now that so much is going on in the world. And I find myself saying this a lot, you know, that it's getting late in the evening. And it's getting late in the evening, just trying to let people know that we don't have much time. We can leave here today, the next minute, the next second. We don't know when we're going to leave here, but we know we're leaving. And what we're supposed to do, body of Christ, is to share God's word, share God's love, amen. And regardless if they want to listen to you or not, we should be compelled to do just like Jesus, who knew all things. He instructed Peter to go and cast the nets. But yet we see in this illustration that Peter, even though he said, "Master, I hear you, but I have toiled all night long, and I haven't caught nothing." So in other words, he was disrespecting Jesus and saying, "Listen, I hear you, but let me tell you a thing, huh? I'm telling you that I've been here all night long, and I ain't caught nothing." But see, he gave him extra lip. What did he say? "Nevertheless, at thy word." But see, really what he should have did was just do what Jesus told him to do. And we fall short sometimes ourselves as Christians when we know what God said, but yet we choose to do something different. Now, I'm going to cause a shift in this sermon here just for a minute here, just to bring us into where I'm going with this sermon. Now, as we should be, and if not, we will be after tonight, is we will be familiar with some scriptures. Now, I want to take us over to Deuteronomy, one of my favorites, Deuteronomy 28. And it says in 28:1, Deuteronomy, and it says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." This is Moses talking. He said, now, in verse 2, "And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." And then he goes on to say, "Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field." Now, what this is saying, that if we obey God, we are blessed. That's why it says that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do what it says, all, not just 99.9, but do all his commandments, he said, "Moses, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high." Now, the other side of that, it goes down to Deuteronomy 28:15, it says, "But if it shall come," "but it shall come to pass if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." It says, "Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall thy basket in thy store, and cursed shall be the fruit of the body." Now, I'm going to stop for a minute. And what I'm trying to compel here today to listeners, that there are consequences when we don't listen what thus said the Lord. And that's the main thing I want to drive home tonight, is that we want to walk in obedience to God, because every time we disobey the word of God, we are cutting God's heart, because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now, everything is tied together. See, when we listen and when we obey God's word, then we are blessed. But when we don't obey God's word, it's like we're not listening, and we cut the heart of God, because God sent his Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us. And God wants us to be blessed, brethren. He don't want us to be cursed. He wants us to be blessed. And going back to Peter, here we got a situation dealing with our Lord, who knows all things. Come on, somebody, huh? But see, Peter answered, "Master, we have toiled all night. Now, we know a lot of times God uses us to speak a word, but you always got somebody want to be oppositional. They want to, they hear you, but they want to give you some lip. And so what Jesus is trying to teach us here in this passage tonight, don't be a nevertheless saint. Because when you nevertheless, you are delaying the blessing of God. Instead of being nevertheless, just do what God said. Because one thing about it, he's still in control. I know it's a big thing going on right now about the state of America. It doesn't mean, it doesn't matter who's in the White House to the outhouse. God is still in control. But there is a decree that should be from us believers to know that it's getting late in the evening, saints, and the sun is going down. So what God is saying, he knows that sometimes people is going to be as if they're not paying you no attention. But don't let that stop you from your God call, because we have an assignment. And just like Brother James, you know, talked about, are you an asset or a liability? That's something that we should self-critique, self-examine ourselves, and ask yourself. I should ask myself, in what I'm doing, and I say it's of God, from God, am I being an asset to the kingdom of God, or am I a liability to the kingdom of God? And whenever you and I do not listen, do not do what God say do, we are not being an asset. We are being a liability to the kingdom of God. So I know it's getting late in the evening, saints. Come on, somebody. But one thing about it, while we still is above ground, God is expecting us to obey his word. Amen? Because one thing about Jesus, as soon as Jesus finished his preaching, he decided to win Peter's loyalty and discipleship, even though Peter said nevertheless. And you know, go back now. Jesus told Peter, he told him to cast the nets, plural. But even though Peter said, nevertheless, if that word I would let down, but he only let down a net. And the Bible said the net broke because he didn't listen to what Jesus said. And I know this word is for somebody. If it's not this, but for only just one person tonight, you receive this word. Listen to what God has said. Hallelujah. And do what God say do. It don't matter if you're the only somebody, as my dad used to say, you listen and you do what God say, whether it is popular with who you may be around or not. If God said it and you know God said, you and I are supposed to do it. Come on, somebody. So in other words, Jesus said, I'm going to look beyond this disobedience of Peter, and I know because it's a call on his life. That's a call on your life. That's a call on my life. So that's why I know this word, God's word will never return void. So receive this word tonight. There may be something that God told you to do, and you've not done it. And that's why God got your ears listening to this message tonight. Be very attentive to what God is speaking through me tonight, and just say, Lord, forgive me. I know you said it to me, but I didn't do it. And I hear these words tonight talking about Deuteronomy. I'm blessed if I do what you said, and I'm cursed if I don't do what you said. And I see where Peter didn't do what you said. You told him to cast the nets, plural, but he thought he knew everything, and he disrespected you as Lord, and he cast the net, and the net broke. So with all these examples that come out before me tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm asking for forgiveness. So if this word is for you, and it's been a benefit to you, then receive it thusly tonight, because don't let this sun go down tonight without you doing what thus said the Lord. And even though we look at all these passages of Scripture, there's a call to obey the Lord's command. And what all I'm doing tonight, the Bible said one man sow a seed, another man water, but only God gives the increase. I'm one of those preachers. I don't try to compete against no other preacher. It's not important at all. I just want to make sure when the time comes, he'll say, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things. Come on, somebody. And I want to say to somebody tonight that God is saying to you, directly saying to you, listen to what I've said. Don't expect me to say what I've already said, because I've already spoken it, and you know it. That's the reason why the word of God coming forth tonight the way it is. He said, do what I said, because James says faith without works is dead. Amen. So we got to listen and we got to carry out the word of God. And even though it may seem like people are not listening to you, I guarantee you that when you go in the power of the Holy Ghost, someone is listening to what you are saying, because first of all, it's not you speaking, it's the Spirit of God speaking inside of you, because there are consequences of being blessed. There are consequences of being cursed. So I want to encourage you tonight to be a recipient of the consequences of a blessed word, of a blessed action that you will carry out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because one thing about Deuteronomy 28, the second half is talking about curses. See, I look at those as being self-inflictions. And what God is saying tonight, quit disobeying the word. Do what I said do. In other words, make some adjustments. See, some of us need to make some adjustments. Amen. You know, I'm a diesel mechanic by trade, and I know sometimes it's hard to figure out what wrench you may need, whether it's a metric wrench or a standard wrench. So we get that fit on. We get that adjustable wrench, because one thing about that adjustable wrench is going to fit wherever I open up and put it on. So what God is saying tonight, if this word is for you, if you need to make some adjustments, make those adjustments. If you didn't listen to what God told you to do, if you didn't go out and tell what people what God say do, then you repent this evening, you know, even right now while I'm still carrying forth this word, you repent now. Repent, because you want to make peace with God. Hallelujah. Because we want to be people and walk in the blessings of God and not be cursed because of our disobedience. And I notice sometimes, some of you right now is going through heartaches and going through pains. And one of the reasons, I'm not saying every time, but what we want to do is that we want to have peace with God. In order to have peace with God, you have peace with yourself. Because it's a cause and an effect when what? We don't listen. So don't be like Peter. If you have been, make an adjustment and put yourself back in line. Well, Jesus, if he was to say to you right now, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant. Because, see, first, Jesus had to humble Peter, like us sometimes. Sometimes we're not hearing God because we're not humble. See, we're on a high mountain. Sometimes God bless us over and above and beyond, but then we forget the blesser who bless you. So some of us need to humble down tonight and say, Lord, forgive me. I know I started off right, but I got distracted. Eve in the garden, the same thing happened to her. Whenever she got approached by the serpent, the first thing she told the serpent was what God had said. But then what the downside of that is that she kept listening, she kept entertaining that which was ungodly. So what I want to say to you tonight, listen to the Holy Spirit that's speaking to you when? Right now. Listen to the Holy Spirit that's speaking to you right now. Because God is saying there's a cause and effect when you don't listen, when you don't do what I command you to do, and I want you to be what? Blessed. I don't want you to be cursed. I want you to be blessed. So thanks to God tonight. Be sure that you make those adjustments so God can be pleased with what you're doing. Because I don't care what you're going through, what I'm going through, who's in the White House. It does not matter who in the White House. You must understand that God is still in control. Amen. He is still in control, because see, one thing about being cursed, the children of Israel walked around that mountain. It took them 40 years to go on 11 days journey because of disobedience. They didn't listen. There's always a cause and an effect when you don't listen. What God is saying, make those adjustments so you can be a blessing to yourself and be a blessing to the ones around you. I talked to a young man today and told me he had to go to prison for 90 days because of a little something that happened. And he told me that he repent and asked God to forgive him. He said that he began, while he was incarcerated for those 3 months, to share the word of God. And I looked at him and I said, well, brother, let me ask you a question. He said, what's that? I said, well, did they listen to you? He said it was a lot of them listened to him and some didn't. So he said, so in other words, the ones that listened, he kept on running his mouth in the name of Jesus because he felt that God had him where he had him to be a blessing. So he began to share God's word. There's some of you right now listening to me right now. This word is for you. I know you may be feeling shy. You may feel down-spirited. You may even feel that you're going through so much and that you may be like Habakkuk, may be complaining about this and complaining about that. I want to encourage you right there to know that no matter what you're going through, God is still in control. Amen? And he gives us so many examples. Even with Peter, let's go back to Peter. He told Peter to put out in the sea and fish. Peter objected because he had fished all night and caught nothing. Some of you have been praying and praying and praying and fasting and fasting, and it seems like in your natural mind that God has not heard your prayer. See, God takes us to test and test and test. You just know that God's in control because sometimes we want things, but it's not in God's timing. See, God knows that it's not the best timing, so never, never get in the way of your blessing. If you don't understand something, pray. Ask God for understanding. Even with Peter objected because he had fished all night and caught nothing. However, he stopped right in the middle of his objection and obeyed Jesus. That's when he started complaining. Lord, look, I hear you. But look, I've been out here all night long. Okay, but nevertheless, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let down that net. Now I know about you. But when I was coming up, if I said something back to my mama or my daddy, I was on the floor and perhaps even with some missing teeth. I'm trying to encourage somebody. I'm keeping it real now. I'm trying to keep it real. There is a cause and an effect when we don't listen. But see, Jesus knew that Peter was going to do that. So Peter was reluctant to obey Jesus. He objected to what Jesus asked. He was thoroughly exhausted. He prayed all night long. You were tired. Sometimes I'd be tired. Even tonight, worked all day on my job. Come home tonight, had more work. And when I began to realize, that's why it's so important for us to be disciplined in our walk with God. Even though I wasn't able to do what I felt I should do, the Holy Spirit let me know, you got deposits inside your spirit and what you do. You don't depend on you. You don't trust in you. You depend on me. You trust in me. You say a prayer, and you get out of the way and allow me to come forth. So what I'm doing right now, I'm obeying, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, just like Peter made that adjustment. He objected at first, but then he obeyed. And you may have objected, God, in some type of situation that you may have been waiting for, praying for, even sometimes on our jobs when we seem like we're not getting promotion, we're not making the money we need to make, etc. Always encourage yourself with these words. I know I feel like I feel, but I must always remember, no matter what I'm going through, God is still in control. And even though Peter was exhausted and he toiled all night long, he was disappointed because he had caught nothing. Some of you are disappointed. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil. Some of you are disappointed because things are not working for you the way you think it should be or feel it should be, but just hold on, like the old folks say, just a little while longer. Just know that God is in control and he knows best. He knows exactly what you prayed for. He knows the time that is best to manifest. But just trust in him. Depend on him. Jesus said in John 16, he had to remind the disciples, and look now, he said, don't get upset when they start putting you out for my name's sake. He said, because it's going to happen. even with you and I, we live in a time that too many Christians are being too isolated. We are too compromising, and we think we got to be in this type of ministry for these things to happen. But see, God's going to deal with you as an individual. He said, I need you to seek me while I may be found, that I may be work an awesome work through you. Just like Peter, he was exhausted. He was tired. He tore. He was disappointed because things didn't go his way. He had so many hours he worked that day, but despite needing to be home in the bed, he stayed and helped the Lord in his preaching by loaning him a boat. Remember, Jesus got the boat and went there and started teaching. Amen? Peter was pretty well convinced that Jesus was who he claimed to be. He was the Messiah. Peter was drawn somewhat to follow Jesus. Therefore, when he began to object to Jesus' will, there was a prick of conscience. He obeyed his conscience. He followed his heart. It's just like you and I. When we know we're not doing what God said the Lord, there's a prick in our conscience that we don't feel at peace because we know that we are going against what we have been instructed by God. Come on, somebody. That's why this word tonight is for you. Amen. And what God is saying to you tonight, he said, I spoke in my word. I gave you holy instructions. He said, it's not because you don't know what you're supposed to do. You're just not doing it. We live in a time that a lot of folks are talking about church folk now. See, the world, we should expect the world to be the way they are. But now in the church, God has commanded some things that we say we ought to hold allegiance to. And what God is saying tonight, he said, I need you to listen to what I've said. Not like I said again. He said, I need you currently to listen to what I have said and not just listen, but carry them out to the fullness. He said, I know sometimes you get tired. I know sometimes you get weary. He said, but even weeping, you have to cry sometimes, but weeping may endure for a night. But how about joy coming in the morning? Is that all right, church? I tell you, our God is an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. Now, as we look down at Psalms 1, I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. God is saying to you tonight, he said, I'm still in control. It doesn't matter how I look in the world as a whole, just know that I am in control. And what God is also saying, that we got some generations out there that has no substance. And how do we expect these two, I'm going to just say two generations to get substance if we sit there with our mouth closed? That's why it's so important to run your mouth. I run my mouth in the name of Jesus, not speaking things I want to speak. You're not speaking things that you want to speak, but we are speaking what thus said the Lord, because we understand the importance of us getting the word of God out. Amen. And sometimes when the enemy, well, not sometimes, all the time, when the enemy raises his nasty head up on you, you speak the word of God. And, well, Pastor King, I don't know what to say, but just say Jesus' name. If you don't know what to say, Jesus, 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 what's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because I want to encourage you tonight, saints of God. Deuteronomy 28 says again, verse 1, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do what? All his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And what God is saying to you and me, this is spoken back in Deuteronomy 28, but he's saying the same thing to you and me today. He said, lift your head up. Don't look down on the ground. I know you're going through a little trial. I know you're going through a little tribulation. He said, matter of fact, I even know that some things you're going through, you didn't fix yourself. He said, but look to the hill was coming to your help, knowing that all your help come from the Lord. He said, I know that you may even be incarcerated, physically incarcerated tonight. He said, you made some mistakes. Like I told you, my friend that come by the house and see me today, who got incarcerated by self-inflicted stuff. God said, still remember that I am in control. I'm in control. He said, even though we make a mistake, know that I'm in control. And I stand here, as it says in Revelation 3:20, I'm standing at your heart's door knocking, saying, let me in. Let me in. I know you made a mistake. I know you did that was not pleasing to me. He said, but I'm still knocking. Let me in. Let me come in and sup with you and you with me, because it's getting late in the evening, thanks to God. And the sun is going down. And what God is saying, I need you to remember that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I am with you always. And that's why Jesus told us so vividly in a familiar scripture, John 14. You know, in John 14, he tells us what he said. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me, that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I go prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again. And let's get back to verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And remember, thanks to God, that God is still in control. And the expectancy of what God is saying through this message tonight, there are consequences when you don't listen. But God's standing there, like Jesus gave the man on the cross an opportunity to end. He said, you will be with me in paradise. So what God is saying tonight, if you may fit that person who has been doing what you want to do, and you went against the prick, as Peter did initially, God is saying to you, just bow down and repent of your sins and come and receive me tonight and ask me forgiveness of your sins, and I will come in and sup with you. And I want to say thank all of you listening for this night, for this service, for this message that God has given me to give you. And I want to say a prayer right now in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray this prayer that it may go over wherever it goes tonight, Father God. It may have been received in the name of Jesus tonight. That it may be helpful to somebody. I don't know. It's not important for me to know. What's important that you know, God. Hallelujah. We thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Saints God say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, the Lord on tonight, Pastor King. What a mighty, powerful word on tonight. And that is so true. When we don't listen, and to back up what you just said within your message on tonight, to use as a good example of those different people that God used in the Old Testament, such as like David and Moses, and all the ones that God had anointed and appointed for such a time as he was in those days, he was using them as vessels. But for some reason, they still sinned, and they wasn't fulfilling their God purpose. But when they realized that they sinned, they had enough sense to go to God in prayer and ask for forgiveness of their sins. And then once they did that, then God was able to continue to use them to fulfill their God purpose. We still that same God today. And just like you said in your message, when we do sin, we don't listen, when we don't do those things, we can still go back to Jesus and ask for forgiveness, and then he will continue to use us to fulfill our God purpose in the earth for his glory. So we just thank you on tonight for this powerful word, and I know that it did not go on deaf ears. Someone was blessed by that word on tonight. I know I was. So, Pastor King, on tonight, thank you for that powerful word, and thank you for even though you was tired in your body, you still was faithful and obedient, and God is going to bless you for it. And I know that God has great greater works that he's going to do through you and through your ministry, through your family, because of your faithfulness and your obedience. So know that this is not your last time on this broadcast, and I do appreciate you, and I thank you for being on tonight. Is there any one you want to give any shout-outs to you, any shout-outs to at this time? And also, is there an email or how people can reach you?
Yes. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to my family in Detroit, Michigan. And I love y'all so much, and I know that we all have experienced some things, but we know God's still in control. So I'm going to give a shout-out to all my cousins in Detroit. God bless all of you, and God bless upon you. And my email that I can reach at is Victors, V-I-C-T-O-R-S, 1940-N-K, like Norman King, at gmail.com. So it's Victors, 1940-N-K, at gmail.com.
Praise the Lord. So that's Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries of Greensboro, North Carolina. Yes, again, that's one of my first cousins, and we're very close. We not only brothers in Christ, but we're biological cousins. So I thank God for our connection and how we are in tune with the Holy Spirit. So I just thank God for him coming forth on tonight, bringing a powerful word on tonight. Continue to be blessed, cuz. Continue to be blessed, Pastor King, and know that the best is for you and your ministry and your family is yet to come. Our listeners on tonight, I want you all to know that, again, I do not take you all lightly or for granted. I want you all to know that I thank God for each one of you. Continue to be faithful to tune in to this broadcast each Thursday night and each Saturday night, where I will be bringing forth different ministers, men and women of the gospel that's spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what Jesus tells us in his word. We are compelled to go out into the hedges and the highways and preach the good news of Jesus Christ, that someone who is still spiritually blind, their spiritual eyes will become open, and they will be able to open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved in his name. Because he says that he lets us know that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So that's why it goes back to this message on tonight. When we don't listen, there is a consequences that we're gonna be that we have to pay. You don't want to be cursed by God because you didn't listen, but you will. There is a great reward when we do listen, and we are being access to the kingdom of God. There are great rewards not only in heaven, but on this side of heaven. There are great rewards that God will give to his people when we are being doers of his word. So as we get ready to close out on tonight, we always close out in prayer, and I'm going to ask each listener, if you would continue, go in prayer with me at this time. Dear God, Heavenly Father, again, we come to say thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word that went forth. We know that it went forth with power because it was led by you, and we know that you have anointed your man of God to bring forth such a word for such a time as this on tonight. And we just give your name praise, we give you glory, and we pray, Lord, that this message went forth on tonight, that someone who do not know Jesus Christ is now able to open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and has to be saved in his name for your glory. We thank you, for Heavenly Father, for each listener. And I thank you for my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, the pastor and shepherd of Shield of Faith Church in Detroit, and my Shield of Faith Church family. Continue to bless us. Continue to use us for your glory. Continue to bless my family, Lord. And I just thank you for this broadcast, for this platform. Continue to have your way in this ministry, that you alone will be glorified. We just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, on tonight, know that I love you and know that God loves you too. Until next time, continue to be blessed in the Lord. Good night.